We're holding the beginning of Chodesh Elul. Shabbat is down. Elul Rosh Teves, Ani LeDoidi, VeDoidi Li. Mol Hashem Eslevavecho, Eslevav Shacho. The Sforim is brought down. In Chodesh Elul, a person has to have a different hanoga, a different kind of behaving. A lot of people wonder, what is the whole point of Chodesh Elul? To have an Elul, a different kind of hanoga. Chodesh Elul. Will you fake? Or do you do tshuva? You don't do tshuva. What is the point to have an Elul, to have a special Elul? If a person decides to do tshuva, is one thing. Decides to do tshuva, makes sense? It's Chodesh Elul, you know, Chodesh Elul, you have to behave different. It's Chodesh Elul. What is the point to behave different than Chodesh Elul? So the Magid Midubna explains it with a gewaltig emotion. Magid Midubna says, was a king once, he had a big birthday. So he called over one of his avodim, knew how to do silver, and he told him, listen, in 12 months I have a big party. I want you to make a zat becher that everyone that will walk into the room will say, wow, we never saw such a becher in our life. But just everyone that will walk into the room will speak about, this is the point of the party. This becher will stand there, and everyone that walks in has to say, wow. You could do such a thing or not. So for my king, I could do everything. But I need a box full with silver, a box full with gold, and a bag full with diamonds, and also something to live over the year, yeah? If you give me a box full with silver, a box full with gold, a bag of diamonds, and epis to manage to support me this year, you'll have the becher. The king said, but the king is no limit. A big box of silver will come, a big box of gold, a bag of diamonds, and parnos b'shefa. And he sends him the whole thing. The guy gets this huge box full with silver, the box filled with gold, bag of diamonds. He says, I have a whole year. I have a whole year. If I have a whole year, so I have to do everything now. In the meantime, enjoy a little bit. You know, a little bit of silver was missing. Something is missing. Well, I have time here and there. You a little bit looked into this bech. Like this, slowly, slowly, the year passes, you know, the silver gets lower, the gold gets lower, the diamond starts to empty out. Ages ago he finished. A month before the time, the avodim of the king come, they knock on the door and they tell him, we came to remind you, you know, in a month you have to give this becher to the king. He thinks to himself, a month the becher to the king is going to him. The king will ask him. He looks into the back, but a little bit silver is left, a little bit gold is left. There's a bag of diamonds here. He sits day and night, 24 hours, puts the silver together, the gold, what he has, mamish, the diamonds, he makes it mamish, hafli le hafli. Mamish, no one saw such a becher in his life. Yeah, a very small one, you know. But mamish, amazing. Comes the day of the birthday, he puts it in his pocket, he comes to the table of the king, and he puts it down on the table. Everyone says, wow, such a becher we never saw. Any guy that comes in, I could hold this becher. Everyone is talking about the becher. When the party finishes, the king tells them, Hatzachai, Be'etzim, I have to hang you. You and me know how much silver I gave you. It's garbage. But let me say, I can't do nothing to you because everyone said, wow. So, you know, this year, you'll get away with it. But next year, I want a real becher. Something Magid Midubne, a person comes in the end of the year, a whole year passed. It's coming to Machan Tshuva. What will it answer? Anoimah Maladaber, Manit Stadok. We don't know what the answer. But if in Chodesh Elul we put down a small little becher, but I can't. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, but look, they try. Sfasemis brings down that Elul is Lamed Vav and Lamed Aleph. Aleph Lamed and Lamed Vav. You read it backwards, it's loy, loy. It says, can I get a pasuk, we say, mizmon ha-sayda, v'loy ha-chma ha-vodo. But he says, it's a kriya and it's a ksiv. The kriya is with the aleph, the kriya is with the vav. V'loy ha-chma ha-vodo. A person has to change himself, but an elul is tafkid is to be muscle to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to explain a little bit. You know, a person has to go into a big palace. There's three ways to go into this palace. There's one way, you walk in the path, to the left, the right, up the steps, do the code, you knock on the door, you put the bell, but after a whole mahalach, you get inside to the palace, it goes, you have a pass, yeah. Order an appointment, you go, you come. And they get home my house. It's 40 days. The person that missed, he didn't come when they opened the path, he comes late. Says, one way, he could climb with a ladder over the gate to get in. Some person comes, mamish the last minute, there's no time even to climb with the ladder. But if he has like a big machine, he just makes a hole in the wall and manages to go in. Chazal gave us 40 days that are called Chodesh Elul. This is a path. If you walk in the path, you get it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you don't go in this mahala, Motzei Shabbos, Motzei Menucha, Kidam Nucha Tchila, then already you have to climb on the ladder. Either it works out or it doesn't work out. Some people, even then, they don't wake up. Ne'ilah, they wake up. Then they have to mamish Pesach on Rosh Hashanah, Ne'ilah Shal. They have to try to make a hole in the wall if they could manage to do it. The Yitzhar is machlish people. All of G'dayle Olam, Mitzah Aloche Achim, Asfardim, say, Slichas 40 days. By us, we blow the Shofar, we say the David Hashem Oiri. We need 40 days. We need 40 days. We think, say, no, don't worry, I think I don't know Rosh Hashanah, I'm planning to do Tshuva this year. It's all organized, yeah? It's all organized, I'm planning. I start now, and I'll get too schwach to the Rosh Hashanah. A couple days before, I have all the plans, already buying all the English books. It'll be all organized. I have the Oshamnu in five languages. I'm all Mesudah. I know what to mechav, and I'll buy, you know, this Siddur that I could daven Shmoneh Esrei with 10 hours. He's all ready for Rosh Hashanah. Chazal tell us, you need 40 days to get ready to Rosh Hashanah. You need 40 days. Moshe Rabbeinu needed 40 days. But we, very Baruch Hashem, Ach Shel Doreh, you know, we have microwaves, we could do it quick. Rosh Hashanah, this is the Kerech of the Yitzhar. This is the Kerech of the Yitzhar. Organize it. Go to one or two good shmuzim. I'll go test the Kabbalah. I'll think about it. Follow Rosh Hashanah. It's not the path. This is climbing on the wall. Either you're a man, you get in, other way you jump, you fall in the wrong place. The derech is to go 40 days. And nila doidi v'doidi li. This is the way to get there. There's no shortcuts. We're not saying the David Hashem Oiri 40 days. For who? Who needs the 40 days? Rabbi Eliashiv needs the 40 days. Who needs the 40 days? The ones that don't come to Shul, they have to say the David Hashem Oiri. That's for us. What is that? It's another Hezbel that Mefarshim say. They say a Moshe, a person, he went away from the king, the son of the king ran away. He went, he lived in the forest with people, bad people. After years, he decided to come back to the king. He remembers his father loved him, and his father was so upset that he left. He comes, knocks on the door, cries. The king, Bichlal, is not gairus him. So it's bracha, my father loved me, I remember him. I'm talking to him. So his friends tell him, you're right, your father loves you. You're already away from the king's house for over 25 years. You forgot the language. You're speaking Spanish. The king doesn't know Spanish. He doesn't know. You're in the forest with these people. He doesn't understand the language. Go learn his language. Come, he will love you. Kivyachol, Chodesh Elul, the first chalek is to speak the language of the Amelech. Hashem wants Chodesh Echot B'Shana Choshuv Shana. That we come ready to Rosh Hashanah. We come ready to Rosh Hashanah. This is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. This is the way. You know, Rabbi Seinu, all the years when they made the schools, the shtelt, the goyim after kapidas, but the shtelt that in Elul is the beginning of a year. It starts from Elul, the beginning of the year. That will be as cholef arosh hashonef. If it will be at the end of the year, people will be very hard for it to be kaddish. So Rabbi Yisrael will remind me that Elul is at cholef. The first thing, chodesh Elul, and this is a avoida that you can't catch up later, because later is really after chodesh Elul. The anoge of chodesh Elul to be misnaig in a different anoge, and a different kind of behaving. Chodesh Elul, this is the Aleph base. This is the first avoid of Chodesh Elul. Because that is what I have to do in Elul. They have to be in a different madrig. We know Gdeli Yisrael went away from their houses. They made Tainiz Dibur for 40 days. This is the Gdeli Yisrael. When I was a kid, it was so much Gdeli that did it. All these people would not talk a word. As a kid, the jokes would be that, you know, that they were going in a car and they wanted to move. They wanted the car to go quicker. I remember when I was a kid, so Reb Shlomo Shvadron was in a car and he wanted the guy to go. He was rushing, but you know, tiny dibur, chodesh Elul, you don't talk. He was only saying to Hillel. So he said the pasuk, "Ki goz chish ben ufa," and like this, the driver will understand. But I remember we were kids and all the screaming, no one spoke chodesh Elul. Bir Rabbeim, I don't know, that didn't speak Chodesh Elul, you couldn't speak Vomitarian to them. A word now. This was the Anoge of Chodesh Elul. We're not holding there. But the Anoge is there. The Mishnebura says, Shebiyomim Eilu Tzorich Od Kliyos Koroiv. I want to explain to you a little bit more. It says, he said Alamo, but it's such a truth you said. But when we daven, we start to daven, in a couple of minutes it's very hard to be Mechaven. They say, Eile Borech Veile Basusim, Banachnu B'Shem Hashem Naskir. Eile Borech Veile Basusim, you know, they're going, if they want to go to America, they have to take a plane. Banachnu B'Shem Hashem Naskir. We start at Amish Manesra, we get all over the world, yeah? Eile Borech Veile Basusim, Banachnu B'Shem Hashem Naskir. What is the pshat? When you talk to a person, you start to think of different things. You go and you ask a favor from someone, you go in. It works. Why would you daven Shmoneh Esrei? You start to daven, it just doesn't go. How much you try, you manage 80%, 90%. 19 brachot. Please. Melech Malach HaMelochim, you believe that he is there. What is the pshat? The pshat is pashut, yeah? Moshe, when you speak to someone in learning, he doesn't fall asleep, yeah? He has a big room. So slowly, slowly, the people in the back start to fall asleep, yeah? Only if it's very interesting, so then they stay away. Yeah? It's the Metzias. Baduk Menusa. What's the pshat? Because the person that you're talking to him doesn't fall asleep. I'm talking to you, how you fall asleep. But the person is sitting there in the crowd, he doesn't feel that this is talking to him, so if it's not so interesting, he just falls asleep. If a person feels close to the Ribbono Shel Olam and he speaks to Hashem, you don't lose focus. But Hashem is so far, and we're not close enough, so we speak, we're not speaking to him. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. There's aftoch in Chodesh Elul that you get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the avoid of Chodesh Elul. Veloy anachnu avodo, veloy b'levav. You become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Zog de Mishnebura, vedoidi koroiv eilai loshuv b'tshuva. He starts to come closer. This hanoge of Chodesh Elul, Hashem, we're behaving different, doesn't mean it's not our tshuva we're all decided later. But we're having a different anoge of Chodesh Elul. Achashalti oisa avakesh. Doid koroiv eil of loshuv b'tshuva. Hashem becomes closer to us. Later, it's easy to do tshuva. When you come Rosh Hashanah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. Hashem came close. This is the avodah. And he doesn't do it in 1 minute. He needs a month. We learn how Mishnebura says, Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was 40 days up. Is a Muslim 40 days, as they gave us. Like it's a day of Yom Kippur. It's a 40 days of tshuva. And it doesn't help, it doesn't go shorter. This is the Tzura Sav. Avad. The first chalishus, maybe we'll divide it into two. So the first thing a person has to know, to take on to himself, doesn't make a difference what people do around you or not. It's Chodesh Elul, I'm planning to have a different behaving this Chodesh Elul. I'm planning to have a different behaving this Chodesh Elul. Well, a person could decide he will have it in Shachris. Planning to have a shachris, put on tefillin from the beginning till the end, not to talk, to have it from the siddur. One person decides he will do it in Birkas Hamazon, if he washes during the day. Every person has, Chazal say, Pischuli Pesach kepitzchu shel machas, v'ani yeftach lachem Pesach kepitzchu shel ulam. And it goes on every part of the tshuva. Every part of the tshuva. We're speaking now on the part of Chodesh Elul that you have to be a different person and behave close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is the avodah of Chodesh Elul. To be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam and to behave different. You can't change everything. We're not holding there. I'm speaking of myself, I'm sure you're Chodesh Elul. Myself, yeah? I'm not holding there to change completely. We're not holding these people being in Andra Mensch. It's not for us. Oh, but to have a Chodesh Elul, I know we missed 6 days. We're holding already almost since then. I heard, I forgot the name. One of the Gedolim asked his Talmud, what day is today? So he told him, Monday. He said, no, what day is today? Monday. He said, no, what day is today? He said, I mean, what day in Elul? He said, I don't know. He said, I don't want to know you anymore. So you're not holding up what days in Elul, how much day? You're not living Elul? Today some people make chesha because they want to know when Ibn Azman. It's already under the door, yeah? But no, 6 days passed. We're left with 23. We have only 29 days in Elul. 6 days passed. 23 days, what is it? Take a anoge. A different level of anoge. If it's a tefillah, if it's a tefillin, if it's a learning, special seder, a Friday Shabbos, a few more Friday Shabbos to make them stark. To learn from the beginning till then, mamash, 18, 20 hours over Friday Shabbos. Every person has a way that he has to hold on to his Elul. But the first thing is hold on to Elul. This you will not help. We'll speak about tshuva and all these things later. About if you don't start, next week already you're in the middle of Elul. Shalom Aleichem. Now, Zubiki Kulay, Chaparai, maybe. Work a little bit extra to catch up. You didn't start now. The Chodesh Elul. Anile doidi vedoidi li is a promise. Moshe Tevis Elul. I heard it's from a state. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li rosh tevet elul. You start aluf. Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Second thing, Mishnah Berurah says, "Mol Hashem es levavchos levav zarecho soif tevois." So here is the soif tevois, and here is the tchilas tevois. Pshat is it starts from ani ledoidi. The soif tevois, "Mol Hashem es levavchos levav zarecho." This is the soif tevois. After you start that, Hashem makes them all. Hashem makes them. I want to say the little thing. I know the reason is, I said every time beginning of Zman, but it's so pushed. You stand, you see some bochim, new bochim come, they stand to get into the Rosh Hashiva. Yeah? Now, in our yeshiva, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's not so hard to get in, yeah? Yeah, maybe it's a percentage that gets no, yeah? It's, yeah. Even so, every guy is so nervous when he stands there. Yeah. The mamash nervous. You can see the guy. Mamash rachmonos. Yeah. But I go to look at it to get chizuk for Elul. And then you go Elul in 3 weeks. Ribbono Shel Olam. The guy is more nervous when he stands there when you see that he's standing from Elul. He's mamash sick. Yeah. And I'm saying. the chances that he will die during the year are bigger than the chance he will get a no, yeah? Statistic, check. So what is the answer? The answer is the Yitzhak. God tells you in this step, but listen carefully. I like to say the Vahalim, Dvorim Pshutim. The Yitzhak, the first things makes you to feel worry. It doesn't make a difference what you will do. You will pass the Rosh Hashanah, you will pass the Yom Kippur, and I will tell you, you are daven good, could be anyway, you will have a bad year. You are not here, you see this guy is doing so well, Koshi Davins, he ate in all different restaurants, he went to the hotels here, and he has a good year. He's Matzliach in learning, and you saw him, Shabbos is going to the plaza, and that, and he's Matzliach in learning. Hamish Apella, yeah? He goes to the hotel, he eats things that are not badat, so he sees Matzliach, and he has chavrusas, and he found a good shidduch, and everything is good. Then you see a guy that kept Teirah Mitzvahs and doesn't have all these miles. And you wonder to yourself, what's the pshat? This is the Kriyat Yitzchak. That's the difference. But our daven more Rosh Hashanah, it will change. This is the Atzma Yitzchak. That Be'etzim, it's not the causes. But the Yitzchak gives us this Krius. Why he gives us that? Because if we'll be nervous, it starts to work. He can't stop us. Look, when the guy is nervous, he comes to the shul, he prepares his papers. It doesn't help. When you're nervous, he doesn't know what to do about it. The first thing he makes you, don't be nervous. This is the first thing that he starts to do, don't be nervous. And the way to fight with it is two things. The first thing to understand, let me explain it closer to Rosh Hashanah more. Ki al ha-koil yovo yeloikim b'mishpo. There's no musik that is no din. This is kfire. This is kfire that is no din. It looks like that. We don't know cheshbon neshamay. The moshe. Sometimes a person is good. Hashem gives him a bad year. He will do more tshuva. Someone is bad. Hashem gives him even more. Like this, next year he'll even daven less. He's so bad, the pasuk, okay, this year mam is good. He will eat the whole oil of Mahabit that he has from the last Gilgul to the next Gilgul, and he will not do tshuva because everything is good for him. We'll not make him sick. If we make him sick, he will start to do tshuva, go to the Rabbani, machen tshuva. We don't know the cheshbon neshamayim. It's no time to say, okay, you know, maybe in 2 years Rosh Hashanah will take care of it. You don't know how much mitzvahs you burn over Rosh Hashanah that they decide to give you the schar in this world. You have so much averes, so much chusim. But all the chesbonos, this gilgul, that gilgul, every Rosh Hashanah you lose. You're right, it's very hard to see it. If I didn't live in 90 years, past so much Rosh Hashanahs, you don't know what exactly happening in their Rosh Hashanahs. We don't know the chesbonos shamayim. But you have to know, a little bit more, yizoyche bedin more. A little bit less, yizoyche bedin less. There's nothing more to do about it. This is the mitzvahs. And the Yitzhak doesn't want you to fight it. There's two ways to fight the Yitzhak. There's one way to misbayne, to work on emune, to understand that is changed in every Rosh Hashanah. And is a din. There's a lot of answers. It's not the point even now to say every one of the answers. But and everything is a din. And every little thing. Avruderman has a shmuz. I'm sorry, David Congress, the Mashgiach Israel, has a shmuz in Sichas Chochma Musa. He says that if a person, two people are walking in the street, and Goyim come over to one person, and they tell the person, we want you to do a love. Touch what you're allowed to touch. If not, we'll give you Yisurim She'en Kedugmasa. It's two people. One says, you know, Mishkin Koyach, he touches, so, finished, they leave him. They'll say, no, I'm not touching. You're not touching? We'll peel off all of your skin. I'm not touching. Bispikoach Nefesh, Yibuchir Baisa, and Alav. We'll cut the edges of your fingers and your toes. Doesn't make a difference. Make holes in all of your body. It doesn't make a difference. So they cut the edges of his fingers and his hands and his feet. Peel off his skin. They salt him. 17 years old. And he lays like this. They can't get married. Garnished. till 90 years old, pus coming out all of him. How is a person touched? And Baruch Hashem goes back to yeshiva, sits and learns, becomes a choshev and bacher, marries, becomes a mishpacher, big bal tzedakah out, yeah? And then again, and then she went shayim apung, yeah? He says, how much Gehenim do you think that guy will get? He says, it has to be that he will get more Gehenim from one Aveira from that guy suffering all of his life. Because if not, Hashem is asking him to suffer more from what he will suffer upstairs. Can you say? So for one little Aveira, this is the amount that you will suffer. It's not our tafkid now to be misbeinan in the Oy Mekadin. But this is our tafkid. So there's one way to work the taka with Isbayinus, and this will do closer to Rosh Hashanah Be'ezus Hashem, when we have to go to the Eim HaSadim, to the Musig of Eim HaSadim. But the first Hashem gave us after, Ani ledoidi vedoidi li. Hashem says, come close. I will come close. I will make you to be Misayir B'tshuva. G'doy li Yisrael knew that. And this was their Hanogah in Chodesh Shavuot. This was the Anogah of Chodesh Elul. If a person pushes, and again, he starts. It's Chodesh Elul. It's Chodesh Elul. I can't go there. I can't go here. I can't do this. I can't do that. It's Chodesh Elul. If a person takes it on himself, this Chizuk, Chodesh Elul, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Siyata Dishmaya. Shadoi doi loshna mishnebure koroiv eilov loshuv betshuve. Hashem gives us the koyach to do tshuve. Hashem, the Yitzhahore doesn't want us, and I'm telling you, it's bodukum tzuse. It's only hard to start. When you start, it becomes so easy. Chodesh Elul shtei zi yemei arachmim v'arotze. Rosh Hashanah is already yom din. But it's rachmim v'rotzim koidem adin. It's rachmim v'rotzim koidem adin. The person takes himself to his hands and he starts chodesh elul lemaisa to take on before you leave the room, to take on something that will keep you in elul, that will upgrade your elul. Be'ez Hashem, when you take one thing, that thing already will be pulling more and more to get into it. But take on one thing to start the chodesh elul. Be'ez Hashem will have the siyata d'shmaya.